Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
We have been asking you guys for a couple of weeks now to go ahead and tell us about some of the people in your office or some people that you know that may need some help this holiday season.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that need help right now, not only with the recession, but it's just, you know, it's been a long time that everybody's been struggling. And I think that you know somebody in your life, in your office that you work with, or somebody in your church or your neighborhood who needs some help this year. So if you do, let us know about them. Tell us their story. And we want to be able to help them out and pay it forward. And then we also want you to listen to these stories every day and think of ways that you can pay it forward in your everyday life, whether that's buying somebody's coffee behind you or whether that's helping out an elderly neighbor or whatever it is that means paying it forward to you, for you to be inspired by these stories and do it yourself.
And Georgia's Own Credit Union and the Chipper Jones Family Foundation have been great at helping us the last couple of years, and they're doing it again this year. And we got an email from Jennifer a couple of weeks ago, and it really struck us as one that we'd really like to help out. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, now we said this could come in the form of a friend, this could come in the form of a coworker, it could be a relative, it could even be yourself. Who are we helping out here today, Jennifer?
We are helping out a coworker and friend.
Okay.
Okay.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about her?
Okay, her name is Ashley. We started working together a little over a year ago, and we're about the same age, and we're both single moms. She's a single mom of a 13-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, and she doesn't get a lot of help, so she struggles a lot. And then just in knowing her over the last year, she's just amazed me in her strength, because I found out she's also a survivor of domestic violence, and her daughter's father was abusive to her, and she still suffers a lot of fear from that, and just her whole story and finding out more and more over time has just overwhelmed.
This goes kind of hand in hand with the conversation that we had about Jaden's Ladder a couple of weeks ago. Ashley here has moved from state to state to get away from this guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And she's moved the kids around too. So obviously that's everybody uprooting, and it takes a tremendous amount of money, and the direction of her life is going one way, and then you can't get this guy off of her back, and now everything's changed, right?
Yes. I mean, she's, you know, in Georgia, and she's doing well, but like you said, that, you know, her son, who's 13, did experience seeing some of the abuse. Mm. So he still suffers fear from that, and the guy actually beat up another girl and was released from jail. He got off on the charges. So there are many nights that she sleeps on the couch in her apartment, so that if he were to come to Georgia and find her, she could protect the children more quickly.
Wow.
So just, I can't imagine how she comes to work every day and is the person she is dealing with, not only struggling financially being a single mom, but that constant fear of protecting her family.
Sure.
And it sounds like you guys have developed a really close friendship.
Well, she's the kind of person that, you know, you can't help but identify with, and it makes it real because we're the same age, and you always wonder, you know, how does domestic violence start, and how can you let yourself get into that? And it's so easy to hear her story and see how it happens and how hard it is to get out of.
Mm-hmm. When you guys are in private and she's telling you about some of the struggles that have been going on and how she's not going to be able to have Christmas for the kids, what does she tell you?
Just that, you know, there's not money to buy toys. You know, she's got a few little dinky things, but nothing that the kids would be really excited about. There's no tree. There's no money for a tree. She was thinking about going to her sister's house for Christmas. And I said, well, you know, don't the kids still believe in Santa Claus? And, you know, you can't do it there, and just the logistics of it. And she just, you know, she said, this is the most depressing time of year for me because I can't provide that for them. I can't have the tree and the presents and the surprise. And it breaks my heart.
And you want to, you know, your knee-jerk reaction is like, this is not what Christmas is all about. It's not about presents and stuff like that. But how do you tell a five-year-old who is consumed all around him every single day with his other five-year-old friends that Santa is coming to their house and it's not coming to your house? You know, you just, that's impossible to do.
It is. That's my my four-year-old son. When we were packing up his toys to donate, I said, well, we're going to give your toys to kids that don't have any toys. And he said, well, Mama, why don't they just wait and ask Santa? Mm-hmm. And it's like they don't understand that for some people, there are no toys.
Right, right. You wrote in your email also that things have gotten so bad that she actually had to borrow money from her son to pay for groceries?
Yes. Her son had gotten some money for his birthday, and she came to work, and she was a little bit down, and she said that she had to borrow $20 from her son to buy groceries, and just how low she felt that she had to do that.
Man. Yeah, that's in a lot of cases, that's rock bottom right there.
Yeah.
Well, is she anywhere near you right now?
She is.
Okay. And she has no idea what's going on?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
Ashley.
I don't have time. Leave me alone.
God, you're on my back.
I wish they'd move my cubicle.
You're always bugging me.
God.
Oh, come on. Are you crying again?
Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley. You're on The Burt Show on Q100 right now.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
We can't shut up.
How are you today?
Hey.
Don't be rude
I'm
about
good.
It.
How are you?
Doing okay. Really good. Hey, Jennifer emailed us a little bit ago, and she told us about some of the stuff that's been going on in your life and how you and your family are looking at the holidays right now. And in some cases, it just seems like another couple of days because you guys are really kind of struggling.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. And that this has been going on for quite a bit at this point.
Yeah, it has.
Well, we want you to take a look at the next couple of weeks and know that when Christmas rolls around, that is not going to be a bummer for you at all. Because the Chipper Jones Family Foundation and Georgia's Own Credit Union are going to take care of you and take care of your family in a really, really, really big way. So if you want Christmas trees, if you want decorations, if the 5-year-old and the 13-year-old have told you that there are items that they want for Christmas, they're going to get all of them.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Thanks.
I listen to you every morning. You guys always, I don't know, you guys always make me smile on the way to work. Always.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Has the 5-year-old told you that there's anything specific that he wants? Because they're not bashful. 5-year-olds, they will tell. I was at Phipps the other day talking to Santa, and there was a little kid in front of Hayden who was about 7 years old. He had literally a wish list of 19 items. 19 items on his list.
She hasn't really, only because she kind of knows that things are a tight squeeze, and, you know, I've given her the Toys R Us magazines and stuff to kind of make her feel better in a way, you know, and told her to circle stuff, but I've never raised my kids to, you know, I guess to be the kind of kids that, you know, draw out a huge list because, and same with my son. My son's, he's always known that we've struggled, so it's kind of, he's been so wonderful as far as that's concerned. You know, he just knows that, I mean, as sad as it is, I had to borrow $30 from him the other day. You know, he's a very big-hearted person, so he knows that, you know, he knows that we don't have a lot, unfortunately, so.
Well, we'll make sure that Christmas dinner is taken care of as well, so you don't have to borrow any money for groceries, okay?
I know when you're looking at a time and you're thinking, okay, I have to borrow money from my child, that even if they give me $200, that would be great for Christmas.
But you have no idea.
I just want to let you know
These
guys are giving you $2,000.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you?
So, I mean.
That's the second time you've told us to shut up.
All right, the floor is yours now.
Fine, I'll shut up.
So, I mean, we're talking, really let your mind go nuts here, which I'm sure you haven't been able to do in a very, very, very long time. But anything they want, $2,000, clothes, toys, video games, if there's something more substantial you need around the holidays, $2,000 can get you that.
Holy crap. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish there was something that I could do you have no idea. No idea how much that means to me.
Well, you can. There's one thing that we're asking you to do is just pay it forward to somebody else, not in the form of $2,000. It doesn't have to be anything like that at all. The only thing that we're asking you to do is do something really nice for somebody over the next couple of weeks.
I will definitely do that. I've actually been in contact with the Family Violence Center, and I'm trying to get them to call me back because we have some stuff that we want to donate, and you know, clothes and toys and stuff like that that a couple other moms want to donate, and we're just trying to find somebody that's willing to take them, because I know a lot of places want to take, you know, new stuff and whatnot, but we've got a bunch of stuff that gently used clothes and toys.
Perfect.
And so if you guys know of anybody that could use them, please let us know.
Okay, we may get emails about that later on today, so if you just pay it forward, then we'll call it even. Okay,
what size are the clothes?
Thank you.
What's that?
So
what size are the clothes?
They don't fit you. That's what you're looking for.
Just asking. Putting it out there.
Hey, Ashley, have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Thank you.
And be sure to thank Jennifer as well.
Well, first she's going to punch Jennifer because she has swollen eyes throughout the day because she's been crying. But other than that, you know, she'll be all right.
That's pretty cool.
Look, and I'm avoiding taking the calls right now from people saying, hey, I would like to give her ornaments for the tree or the tree itself, because the Chipper Jones Family Foundation and Georgia's Own is taking care of her. I mean, that's $2,000.
Awesome.
So those ornaments that you were going to give her, there are so many cases like that.
But you know, yeah, it's the whole pay it forward theme. Mm-hmm. The ornaments that you want to give her, give them to someone else.
Correct.
Give them to an organization. Give them to the union mission. Give them to the violence thing. Give them to the James Ladder organization. The same thing with somebody else called with a tree or something. Maybe you can
find
a tree for someone else. So pay it forward. That's the whole kind of theme of the whole thing.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.